This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We have Joseph Meyer. We'll bring him on here momentarily. I'm going to finish up with this thought. If I was going to say anything to these young people, I would say it like this. I would say, sir, ma'am, you are young. You are full of passion. You are full of vigor, whatever, for a certain subject. Who you are, the inheritance that has come down to you, the protection of your unalienable rights, the divinity within you, your uniqueness, your individuality, everything that you want is encapsulated in the Bill of Rights. You have been separated from them institutionally as a nation, and we've lost that. Please turn your attention back to who you are, to our foundation, the George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. True, you want to be rebellious? These were rebels. These were real rebels who rebelled against all of history to bring us a nation where the direction of an individual's life was up to him, not a crown, not a king. If you are sovereign, if you are free, then you have the right to arm yourself. And you make that decision. The state, the government, these things, they don't come together in a socialistic bond and then force you to do things in your life. That's evil. It's sin. It's disgusting. It's anti-American. And you young people, that's not what you want. You want to be free. And the adults around you have let you down. Our government has let you down. We have abandoned you. We have disappointed you. I get it. We have been a terrible example, and we've almost destroyed your inheritance, and now you're to the point where you're just so desperate, and you're screaming out against the very thing that will save you, that will protect you, and that you really want. I know that. I believe that. This is the American ideal, and you can do that. And so I encourage you. I have my wife and my uncle. We're going to bring Joseph on here in a few minutes. Either one of you, where are we going from here? What does this mean?
I think that we are actually in the right direction winning. I feel like they are using these millennials to distract us in the wrong direction.
Where is this going? What does this mean? How do we change this? What is the solution?
Well, first thing, I think they got to get rid of the deep state. Trump's got to get rid of the deep state, or nothing's going to change. Then they got to, now this is just in generality, they have to fire the top 20% of every agency. Get rid of them. Get rid of them.
Well, what does this mean to the kid that's sitting in high school right now?
And then you get rid of the Department of Education. Just get rid of it and then put in a new curriculum that highlights our founders. Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Why?
And what America needs to be successful.
How did we let this get to this point? How did we ever let...
Apathy?
I am about disgusted about these churches. I am about sick of these freaking churches. The Pope gets up there and wants to support this. I'm about to curse the Pope out. I'm really upset about this. In 1775, it was the preachers who rebelled against monarchy. Now the preachers seem to be putting us right back to where we came from.
Well, they're afraid of their 501c3, losing it, or whatever that is. So they don't want to pay taxes, so they're going to do exactly what they are told to.
What about the schools? What about the schools?
I think the schools are a failure. I think parents need to get more involved with their children. They need to educate their children. And hopefully this gun march awakes a lot of parents to be like, oh, if I'm for pro-gun rights, then I better be educating my child about why we have rights, and I better know the Bill of Rights.
Well, the guns in particular If you haven't went out with your children, taught them how to do a gun, if you haven't, I mean, go to a shooting range. I mean, that's a solution. That's an easy solution. The, guns are as American as mom and apple pie, ladies and gentlemen. There is no America without us being armed to the teeth.
I agree. And if you go to a gun range, those people are usually great people. I've made a lot of friends out there, and yeah, just go and do it.
Well, very good. Any last thoughts that you have on anything?
Nope, good. Nope, very good.
Well, it's good to have you guys on, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is at stake right now. Everything is at stake right now. And so the actions that you take for your young people, for your children, will determine the future. I mean, they're about to vote. They're about to do everything right now. And they want to take your guns and eradicate our Constitution. That should make your blood boil. It should. Please get the one sheets out. Hand them out. Proliferate them all over the vaccine sheets. This is a solution. We don't need to be in a defensive position. We need to be aggressive and to highlight the magnificence of our republic and what it means to be free. What it really means to be free. So, without any further ado, we'll now go to our guest. Joseph Meyer is a friend of the Power Hour, been on many times, from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Of course, he's a wily veteran. I guess maybe that's the word I use. Wily veteran from Wall Street, from the good old days, and always love to have him on. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you, as always, on the Power Hour for having me as a guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Well, there's a lot going on, and we were just finishing up. That's why I didn't bring you on at the top of the hour about this discussion, about this March for Lives. There's a lot of, you know, polarization of opinions throughout America. There's polarizations, economic opinions. Is this rally going to continue? Have we seen the end? Federal Reserve, what have you. Where are we with the stock market right now?
I think we're in the process, if we haven't already seen it, of making a once-in-a-lifetime top in the equity market. As you know, Daniel, the market made its high in late January, 26,616 in the Dow, 2872 in the S&P, about 7534 in NASDAQ, and 1615 in the Russell 2000. So I think we've seen the highs, Daniel.
Well, that's a debate, and Trump
yes,
seems
is.
Pretty optimistic. It seems like our economy was starting to kick up a little bit. Certainly some jobs were created. We've seen tariffs come in now. Why in the world did the Feds, out of the blue, as this economy was actually starting to make some foothold, why in the world did they raise interest rates?
Well, that's an interesting question. As you know, we currently have U.S. Treasury bond yields, the 10-year bond at its highest level in 4 years. We got the 2-year Treasury note at its highest level in 10 years. And as you know, the global economy since 2009 has added about $15 trillion in debt. And we're witnessing now for the first time in over a decade the yield on the S&P 500 being less than the yield on a 10-year Treasury bond. These are very interesting and unique times, Daniel, no question about it.
Well, explain that last thing about the difference in the interest rates. Explain why that's interesting, why it's important.
Well, we're starting to see rates all across the board here in the U.S. rise, and more importantly, we're starting to see rates globally rise. And anytime you get rising interest rates, it becomes increasingly difficult to service debt. That's the problem, Daniel, as I see it moving forward, debt service.
The tax bill, now
yes.
Supposedly, now it looks like it created some sort of money back to the people. It did create some buzz. Businesses certainly were hiring more people. There's chatter of another tax cut coming. Congress can't even, the Republicans own the House and the Senate and the White House, and they can't even get a spending bill that they agree on.
No, they can't.
Don't see how in the world they're going to be able to continue like this. Are we going to see another tax cut? Can you imagine that?
Well, I think the economy is rolling over, and I think we're going to see a recession unfold very shortly. As you know, going back to World War II, the average length of a recession was about 9 months. two longest recessions, as I'm sure you remember, Daniel, were 73-4, 81-82. They lasted about 16 months. And I think this recession that's now heading our way is going to last a minimum of a year, probably about 18 months.
Do you think it could be something worse? Do you think there's any hope? If you could wave a magic wand, how would you get out of it?
Okay. Daniel?
Is there any, if you could wave a magic wand, what would you do to get out of it? What could America do to get out of that?
Well, I think what we're seeing with interest rates, quite frankly, is they're raising rates too quickly, and I think the economy at this point has not really had a chance to digest all the positives coming out of Washington and get on a solid footing. So what I'm seeing is a market making a top and an economy now starting to buckle under the weight of these higher interest rates. And I think they're going to trigger, which no one sees at this point, a pretty nasty economic downturn. I truly do, Daniel.
All right. That's two things. Let's go back to the interest rates. Is the Fed undermining the Trump administration's progress here? Are they purposefully
the Trump administration's policy, but I think they're trying to defend the dollar and defend it very aggressively, and I think it's a mistake.
They're trying to defend the dollar. Why?
Well, because
what are they trying to accomplish internationally
with trade, and I think trade now is a key issue, as you talked about earlier, the tariffs that we're seeing. And certainly the response we're getting from our global trading partners as to where this will go at this point, quite frankly, I don't know. But we certainly don't want to get engaged in a long, drawn-out, nasty trade war, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about trade war. People, when they bring up that thought that we don't want to get in a trade war, I kind of laugh and say, trade war, we've been in a trade war for 20 years and we're getting our butt kicked every year. Am I wrong about that?
You're absolutely right. We have been in a trade war for 20 years. Now we're finally
attempting to do something about it. So why should we be afraid of one? So why should we be afraid of waking up China or making China angry? Why should we be afraid of that at all?
Because China holds a tremendous amount of our debt. That's the reason why, and they're not willing to buy any more at these rate levels. If they start selling our debt, it's going to be a major problem. I'm not advocating that they'll do that, but you never know what they're planning.
Okay, we're coming to a break. On the other side, it seems I'm just going over these little points. You're so good in your perspective and your experience, and so our audience can get an overall understanding of really where this economy is. There's walls in on every side. I see, Joseph. I mean, it's like darned if you do, darned if you don't. No matter what direction you go in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Joseph Meyer.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Joseph Meyer, Wall Street veteran, savvy, experienced. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is his website. He has a newsletter, and his recent newsletter's come out. We'll get into that a little bit. If you want to take advantage of that, I'm sure we'll have a deal for you that will offer StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Joseph, we're kind of going over the directions, the ABC paths that we can take here in the economy. And I kind of want to, I think this is very important. China owns a lot of our debt. That means they've basically invested in America for us to print our dollars without inflation going nuts. Are you saying that we risk making them angry and then them selling that debt? What is the risk of us stopping the steel imports?
Well, the risk is China will sell our debt, and more importantly, as you know, Daniel, they continue to accumulate gold. They only admit to owning about 2,800 tons, but I believe they own 25,000 tons. So I think China is a major formidable player as we move forward. No two ways about it.
Okay, let's go back to the first thing you said. You think they'll sell our debt?
I don't know whether they'll sell our debt. I think it's a threat, and I think it's one that we certainly can't discount and say it won't happen. We don't know what can happen. We have to be prepared for that, Daniel.
Okay, let's say that they do. Who would buy it? I mean, everybody knows that we're $21 trillion behind at the very least. Who would even buy it?
That's a good question. Probably the Fed would have to step in and buy up the debt by monetizing some more money in which to pay for it. That's what had happened.
So basically, we would inflate our dollar to pay for this debt, basically, is what you're saying.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so we either can inflate, either way, even if we don't make China angry and they'd want to sell the debt and we have to inflate. I mean, aren't we in that same situation anyway? Aren't we going to have to inflate our dollar? And is it inevitable that our dollar is going to inflate?
I don't think we can rule it out. I think it's inevitable. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when we actually see this process accelerate. Yes.
Okay. Then why are we scared to inflate our dollar into a trade war if it's inevitable anyway? It doesn't get back to the main issue of the trade war to begin with that's absolutely killing us.
Well, because we want to buy time. We don't want to deal with these problems sooner than if we can deal with them later. I think that's the simple answer to it, Daniel.
Interesting. If we deal with them later, aren't they bigger and harder to deal with?
Oh, absolutely.
If you were Trump, would you do these steel tariffs or would you not?
That's a pretty tough question. I think where we are with the economy,
yeah.
I would wait. I wouldn't be putting any tariffs on with how fragile I think truly when you look beneath the surface this U.S. economy really is. That's my humble opinion. For what it's worth, I wouldn't do it.
You know, our trade deficit with China every year is estimated somewhere
half a trillion dollars.
Half a trillion with a T. We basically, you know, we built China. This idea, as soon as we announced the steel tariff, China came out and announced that they will bury us. And now, today, or over the weekend, they announced that they're ready to talk. I mean, are they just, are they a paper tiger here, really? Are they, I mean, who is in a better position here, America or China?
America, if we can stand by and do the things that are necessary, we're in a position of strength, not China. China needs us. We don't need China.
See, that's what I believe. That's why, if it were me, you have to do this now while we still have the strength.
Absolutely.
You just said you'd wait. I would do it right now. You're everything you're telling me is do it right now. Don't wait.
I'm very cautious because I think this market is setting up for a pretty nasty decline, and I think the surprise is going to be, as I've said in previous shows we've done together, twofold. Number one, not only how quickly this market goes down, but secondarily how far it falls, Daniel. That's what I think is ahead of us.
We'll get to that. We got about a minute or so before our break. We got a short segment here, then long segment. The other thing you said, besides China selling our debt, us inflating the currency, you brought up gold. There's been chatter, there's been talk of China coming out with a gold-backed yuan, basically, instead of a petrodollar, kind of a gold
today,
a gold yuan. Okay, let's talk about that. Is this a reality, and what does it mean?
Well, I think it's a reality. It means that China's going to back their currency with gold. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when they officially do it. And again, I think we're going to be surprised to find out really and truly how much gold China's actually been holding. A hell of a lot more than anybody wants to believe, that's for sure.
We're coming on break. The more I'm talking to you about this, to me, we got to do something sooner than later, even if it's going to hurt. We're going to get hurt either way. We got to act now, to me. That's kind of what I'm seeing. We'll be back at the other side with Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. What a perspective. Stay tuned.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
So good to be with you here at the Power Hour. You know, thepowermall.com. That's where all the supplies are for to bless your life. We've got sales on the Grown by Nature, of course. We've got a free shipping sale going on certain orders. And we have the Deborah Tavares CDs. You can have hard copies that you can give away to your friends. You can have for yourself. I mean, the way YouTube is going and the algorithms, I mean, have hard copies of everything that you think is important and information. Because you never know. You don't know what it's going to be tomorrow or much less 6 months from now. The Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We need your purchases, we need your donations, we need your energy. If you like the show, we certainly appreciate your involvement. So thank you very much. We're talking to Joseph Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Great newsletter. Very good information. Joseph doesn't just willy-nilly come out with opinions. He backs with decades of experience. And, you know, it's kind of like the old riverboat captain. You know, how you can tell the little ripples in the water, and is the thing poking up, is that just a little log, or is that a sandbar that's going to wreck your ship? I mean, Joseph's seen it all. And we're discussing the this trade tariff. And you can see, even in this discussion, we've kind of turned each other around here and gone in a circle. This is such a circular mess that what do we do at this time? And the destiny of America economically for decades is going to be decided right now in this next, you know, 5 years, right now, and how crucial it is. Joseph, let's go back to this topic,
okay?
Because I think it's very important. If we just defaulted, if we said, you know what, that's it, we're going to default, the debt can't be paid, we're just going to go ahead and default now, or whenever we made that decision, what would happen if we did that?
Well, we'd no longer be a world reserve currency. That's the first thing would happen. And we'd probably have to have a reorganization of the Treasury of the United States. That's the second thing that would happen, that's for sure. And we probably have chaos in the domestic and international markets all around the world as well. That's the third thing that would happen, Daniel.
Is that inevitable?
Well, let me say this. We can't continue to pile on this debt at the levels in which we're certainly accumulating it. You know, if you go back and you look at history, and as you know, I got a long memory when we talk about history. The national debt when President John Kennedy left us was $288 billion. We didn't approach the first $1 trillion in national debt till Ronald Reagan was elected president in 1980. Here we are over $21 trillion with no end in sight. This cannot go on, Daniel. It has to end. We can't afford this. We can't just keep printing money. Sooner or later, it's going to become totally worthless.
What about, you know, one of the things Trump campaigned on is his ability to deal with debt. He's dealt with debt a lot in his business. What is he talking about there? What could he possibly do to renegotiate or alleviate this in some way?
Well, we've got to cut back on the social programs. We can't afford them any longer. We've got to cut back in areas where we've had tremendous waste. And we have to become more efficient in government. I think that's the simple, easy answer to what needs to be done. And I think the president, quite frankly, is attempting to do that.
What do you think is his biggest success so far? What's the thing that has been the best value for us, or will be the best value?
Well,
for us?
I think he's brought consumer confidence back to the shores of America. I think the average American feels a lot better about his country than he did 2 or 3 years ago. We've got a long way to go, but I think we're on a very positive footing. It may be somewhat slow, but I think we'll get there. I think we have to have patience to let the president's program work through the system and bring about the changes we're all expecting. That's what I think.
We just saw a unique moment in history where 200,000+ teenagers, more or less, I mean a lot of adults there, but a lot of teenagers descended in Washington demanding to basically rip up our Constitution. Not what I was hoping for, maybe probably not you. What is this saying about where we are as an American?
Well, I think this is the 1960s all over again for a different set of reasons and a different set of problems. That's what I believe. I think when you talk about gun control and you talk about the rights of gun owners, I think that's one issue. I think the other issue is when you look at the increase in violence certainly perpetrated by the use of guns, that's another. Quite honestly, again, in my humble opinion, Daniel, I don't think there's an easy answer to this situation. I really don't, but we're going to have to deal with it one way or the other, that's for sure.
Well, it's kind of like our debt. It's kind of like dealing with China. We're going to deal with it, or it's going to deal with us. All right. Let's get back. Definitely the socioeconomic balance in this country is polarizing, I would say. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think it's polarizing, and I think it's been polarizing for a number of years. As you know, I talk to a lot of people all around the country, and going back even a couple of years ago, I started to see three basic attitudes in the attitude of people we would deal with. You would either get outright anger, you would get apathy, or you would get lastly and more importantly, indifference. And I think that was indicating that the sands of economic despair were shifting and shifting very rapidly, Daniel.
Do you see that continuing? Do you see a waking up of the American spirit here recently, or no?
Well, I think the country, quite frankly, has been pushed about as far as it's going to go, and it's starting to push back. And I think, honestly, this is a beginning rather than an ending. Having said that, I don't know where it ends, but I get the feeling, quite frankly, it's not going to be good.
Okay, let's go back to China. Now,
Okay. Correct
me where I'm wrong on this, and so we can at least establish these facts. For about the last, I don't know how many years, about, give or take, $500 billion, which is half a trillion a year, has gone in a trade imbalance to China that they have used basically to build up their country, China being a superpower, China being everything that they are, China being this competitor for us, China being able to buy the gold, everything has been built and done on the backs of the Americans, which has been robbed for us and robbed from us in these trade deals. Was that,
absolutely,
is that accurate?
Very accurate and very true. I think the average American can't face the fact, but it's reality and it's here and it has to be dealt with. Couldn't agree with you more, Daniel.
Okay. If we put the tariffs on China, and so that's, you would think, I mean, it's pretty simple to me. You correct me where I'm wrong, Joseph. We put the big tariffs on steel. That's going to incentivize steel plants in America opening. Our industry, manufacturing, to some degree, is going to spark up in America. Yes?
Yes. We've got to bring back manufacturing to the shores of America. We've got to make America, as the president said, number one, our main priority, and we haven't done that for decades. You're absolutely right.
If the at one point in, a lifetime ago, there's people alive right now who can remember when America was, half the GDP of the whole world. We were basically an island. Yeah, we were an island, more or less. You can remember that. We're an island.
The economy in the United States has been hollowed out over a period of about 40 years. When you go back and you look at history and you look at the money this country has spent fighting wars all over the world, and you look at our manufacturing leaving the shores of America starting in the late 1960s and early 1970s, and going back in the 50s, we had 25% of working class America working in manufacturing. Latest statistic I recently came across is we have about 7% of the American workforce currently now employed in the area of manufacturing. It's a sad day for America.
Can we, not entirely go back to that, but can we go back to a similar situation where we can be much more independent of the global economy?
Well, I think that the answer is yes. As I've said many times, is the American dream dead? I don't think the American dream is dead, but quite honestly and frankly, I got to tell you, it's been very badly wounded. No two ways about it.
All right. We're about to go to break in a minute or so. We want to talk about solutions, predictions that you have.
Okay.
Of course, gold and silver. I mean, that's where China's going, is they're buying gold. They're buying silver. What can we do, the average person listening here, the average listener, power hour listener? Yeah, find a country to rip off for 20 years? Can we do that? Where can we do that? Give us some solutions.
We don't need anyone else. We're the greatest country in the world, and we're going to come back to being the greatest country in the world once again. It's going to take time, but we're going to get there, Daniel.
All right, we're going to break on the other side. Let's talk about your newsletter, continue to talk about solutions, and anything else in your mind. It's always fun when you come, Joseph. I hope you're having a good time. I put you on the spot a little bit. I hope you're having fun. Really enjoy your perspective. Great perspective. Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tomorrow we have Jerome Corsi coming on. I really want to talk to him about his new book, Killing the Deep State, and also Trump and where he is. You know, where is he on Killing the Deep State, draining the swamp? Is it draining him? I don't know. We'll talk to Jerome Corsi on the other side, all the great things that have gone on in Insider's View. We're talking to Joseph Meyer, last section with him, segment. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is his website. Now, he's made his newsletter is fantastic information about general trends. His predictions have been so good. He was one of the first people, very few people, Some did, but very few predicted the stock market to rise like this up to 25,000. He's one of the first people to call it on this show. He called it. He hit it. It's been the 26,000. Now it seems basic, but at the time it wasn't. He predicted this. And so you can get his newsletter. Why don't you tell everybody, Joseph, how you can get a copy of the newsletter and what you're going to give them?
Go to the straightmoneyanalysis.com website, click on newsletter, the one-year subscription is $259.95. Anybody signs up from the Power Hour, you'll get a one-year subscription plus two of the most recent back issues of the newsletter. Going to tell you everything you need to know about the markets. And it will be the best money you've ever spent to certainly make you successful as part of your investment analysis and career.
Now, let's talk about some of your predictions coming up. You've been very accurate in the past. Let's talk about the here and now and the future.
Well, I think in the stock market, we could see a major correction start at any time from these price levels. And I think the first stop would be about 19,000 in the Dow. If we don't hold there, then I think we go down to 15,500, 16,000 in the Dow. I don't think we see a major collapse, but I do think we see a major correction. The question is not when it begins, it will be from what level it starts and how quickly the market retraces its recent gains. That's what I see with the equity market. Very bullish on the energy sector, very bullish on gold and silver. Very bullish on a sector called drinking water, as you know, is also called blue gold. I think it's very undervalued. People should be looking at that sector of the market as well, Daniel.
Give us some, if we want to invest in the energy sector or blue gold, is there some stocks or some companies or some things you could advise on that? Or that you are interested in yourself?
Well, we've been in the sector of drinking water now for the last couple of years. The stocks which we recommended in the past issue of the newsletter have done extremely well. Anyone becomes a subscriber to the newsletter, I will see that you get the back issue of the newsletter where we outline the premier drinking water stocks, and we give you the reasons as to why you should own them.
Very good. Gold and silver, of course, everybody listening has some interest to it. They've heard about it a lot in the freedom movement. I mean, that symbolizes freedom, doesn't it? Having gold
yes,
and silver in your hand. Let's talk about gold and silver.
I think they're very undervalued. I think we've seen a major low, and I'm looking for significantly higher gold and silver prices. I think the key for gold is we get over 1,400. I think if we're able to do that, which I believe we will in the latter part of this year, we trade to 1,650, 1,700 in 2018. For silver, I think we've made a major bottom in the 1,550 area. I'm looking for 1,850, 21, and then 2,450 in silver, with the outside chance we could trade as high as 31 in 2018. And as high as $49.45 to $50 in 2019, Daniel.
So you see in the less than 2 years, you see it going back to its all-time high.
Oh, absolutely. It's the only commodity in the world, quite frankly, that's selling for less than it did in 1980, Daniel. You can't name another one. That's how undervalued silver truly is.
Oh, that's a very good point. What about cryptocurrencies? This is a big, the blockchain technology, everything that's involved with it. This is hot on everybody's mind.
Got very close to calling the top at 19,000 in Bitcoin, and we were expecting a correction down to 9,500 to 10,000, which we did see. Although we did trade somewhat low, I think we traded to around $6,500 in Bitcoin, and we closed tonight right around $8,400, and I think we test the lows one more time, but I've got to go on the record. I think we might have seen the highs in Bitcoin at 19,000 until proven otherwise. That's my belief, Daniel.
So you're saying that the Bitcoin is going to trade around where it is, or it's going to move around, or it's going to go lower, or it's going to be quite a while before it ever goes back up to where it was?
Well, What I'm saying is I'm not sure it ever goes back up to the levels which we witnessed at the highs, but I don't think it's going to go down as quickly from these levels as most people would expect. But I do expect a lot of volatility with Bitcoin as we move forward, yes.
What do you see as far as the technology? It seems like whether you for the coins or not, or the money moving into it, the technology is very desirable for governments, for businesses, has a lot of uses. Where do you see that going?
We're in the early stages of where this technology is going, and quite frankly, again, in my humble opinion, what we're witnessing with technology is simply in its infancy. Where technology is going to go in a decade ahead of us, no one can even fathom. That's how dramatic I think the changes will be in technology. Yes, you're absolutely right.
AI, you know, that goes right along with artificial intelligence, which I don't, how is intelligence artificial? I don't know. But, you know, computerized intelligence or what have you, how do you see that changing the job markets? You know, because at one point, people used to deliver ice, and then pretty soon, within a decade, they didn't have a job anymore.
The changes as we move forward in the job market, I think, are going to be dramatic. I think technology is going to play a major part of the changes that we witness. And I think, again, we're seeing the very early application of robotics, and it's nowhere over and done. And I think we've got a lot of changes coming to the way we earn a living in America. That's inevitable. We have to prepare and certainly adjust to the changes that are coming our way. No two ways about it.
Are there some industries that, if you have a job there right now, you may want to start looking to diversify your career because it may not be there in 10 years?
Well, I think automation is continuing to evolve, and I think we're going to see great strides made with certainly what is ahead of us in all phases of industry. And I think a lot of jobs are, quite frankly, going to be phased out, and it's going to come down to having talent and being able to multitask in many different areas of the economy if needed, yes.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, as always. Your website, I love your newsletter. I just got a copy of it. I've been able to skim it a little bit today. Very good information, straightmoneyanalysis.com. We have about 45 seconds or so. Last thought is yours, my friend.
I think people have to be prepared for tough times, protect their pension, protect their IRA, and use any further rally we get in the market to raise some cash, move to the sidelines, and expect lower prices, Daniel. I think that's inevitably what's ahead of us.
Well, very good. Well, God bless you, my friend, and keep up the good word, and we'll see you next time. Everybody,
thank
hope you
Daniel
have a very good
afternoon.
Yes, sir. Everybody, I hope you have a very good evening. Always good to be with you. God bless you. And please think about where you are in your position, because you have never been more important. Your belief right now and the power that you have. God bless you, everybody.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.